You are listening to the Purely Table of People podcast. I'm your host, Nebo Mahoney, and welcome to the show where we explore what really makes a chemist. Hey guys, welcome to the final episode of, I suppose, series one. It's a short one today, short and sweet. It's the last few kind of tips and tricks or advice that Michael B. Vaughan, who I had on in my last bonus episode, and I would recommend taking upon yourself to look into, understand, and develop your perspective on to ensure the best out of your postgraduate experience. I really hope you've enjoyed this season and all my absolutely amazing guests. I cannot thank them enough for coming on and giving you their life stories and all their advice thus far. These tips and tricks are for anyone in academia in any sense of the word, but particularly those who are pursuing postgraduate research positions and taught programs, so be that a master's or a PhD. I hope you find all the info in this little chat as beneficial as we hope it will be for all of you. So without further ado, here are the last five tips to finish out the first season. See you in the new year for the next series, Women in Science. Today we're going to share with you a few tips and tricks we think are really important to get the most out of your postgraduate student experience. First up, I suppose is a little bit of a scary one to start off with, but it's to be aware of how isolating a postgraduate experience can be. When you're in research, a lot of your time is spent on your own and you need to really be comfortable in your own company. I think that's maybe one of the most important things to know when you're going into a research position. The same is to be said in a taught master's program too, because I suppose a lot of your friends from an undergraduate course have moved on to jobs or are in different places, so it's a whole new environment to get used to.
Our second point is be honest with yourself on your motives. If you're studying a PhD just so your brother and sister have to call you doctor, that's okay. If you're doing a master's program to increase your annual salary, that's also okay. It's really important to know why you're doing everything, because when things get hard, because they will get hard in postgraduate studies, you need to know why you're doing it.
Our third point is around money, scholarships in particular. For the taught program students, there's plenty of scholarships available. For our research students or prospective research students, scholarships are also a major deal and a big thing to get your hands on. While it's critically important to be able to complete a funding application and know the ins and outs of having a successful application, it is not the be-all and end-all of your research. Please don't get caught up spending way too much time on it.
Point four, learn the value of mentorship. You're going to be surrounded and come into contact with loads of brilliant staff, lecturers, supervisors, research support, administrators, support services. Everyone wants to add to your education experience. Ask them for help. Ask them to teach you what they know to make your time better.
Point five is the importance of getting involved in your university and third level institute. Get involved in clubs, societies, any committee you can get yourself into, and just develop yourself fully. It's not all about studying, it's not all about research, and that'll even allow you to make friends and colleagues and network. All of these things are so important to ensure that your student experience is all that it can be. Please rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'd like to thank the Royal Society of Chemistry Outreach Fund for their support and funding for this podcast, as well as the School of Chemistry in UCC for their encouragement, involvement and support. Please reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, or wherever you use your social media platforms and give us any feedback or comments you would like to develop the podcast with us. We're really here to serve you, so we really look forward to that feedback. Apple Podcasts seems to be the best way to help a podcast out at the moment, so any ratings and reviews on there will be hugely appreciated, guys. Until next time.